20 years ago, the federal parliament used its powers to override the Northern Territory's groundbreaking and short-lived voluntary euthanasia legislation. Tomorrow, a bill will be introduced to the Senate with cross-party support, which seeks to reinstate the territory's laws. It will be a test of how views may or may not have changed across the parliament in the past two decades. Those introducing the bill are hoping it will lead to national legislation allowing medically supported death for the terminally ill. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
In the final days of this parliament, there's a move to take the temperature on voluntary euthanasia. West Australian Labor MP Alana McTiernan is co-sponsoring a bill with the Greens leader Richard Di Natale that'll be introduced tomorrow.
We've made a decision that we believe the best way forward is to start with a smaller bill that will restore to the ACT and the Northern Territory their right to legislate in this regard. We believe that that's an important place to start, and it also will give us a better read on the appetite across the federal parliament for us to legislate in our own right to introduce dying with dignity choice for Australians.
Rather than proposing national laws, this bill takes a simpler approach. It would repeal Commonwealth legislation passed 20 years ago that overrode voluntary euthanasia laws in the Northern Territory. At the time, having its laws struck down in a way that wouldn't happen to a state caused outrage in the NT. NT Labor Senator Nova Peris is supporting this bill.
This has been a big thorn in the side of Territorians where, in fact, the bill, began a couple of decades ago. So, I'm a proud supporter of dying with dignity, the right to choice. This is very important, and like my colleagues have said, this is 2016.
Her fellow Labor Senator, Katie Gallagher, represents the other territory, the ACT. She's a former ACT Chief Minister.
It just seems so fundamentally unfair that we weren't even allowed to discuss it in our parliament. We're given the right to run education, to run the hospitals, to run child protection, to run the justice system, to run a jail. We're given all these rights, and no one's complained around that from the Commonwealth, that self-government hasn't worked. And yet when it comes to one issue, when it's just inextricably linked to every single one of us, we are banned from having that discussion.
The bill, co-sponsored by Labor and the Greens, also has the support of Liberal MP Sharman Stone. It'll be introduced tomorrow, and assuming there's no election called before then, it could be debated in May or June. Greens leader Richard Di Natale hopes it will ultimately have the same success as the recent law allowing medical use of cannabis, which also had cross-party support.
We recognise that the way to advance these important issues is through ensuring that there is cross-party collaboration. The Parliament works best when we put aside our partisan differences, we get together with a common interest, and we try and advance these issues, demonstrating that there are some things that are much bigger than party politics. This is one of those issues.
He draws on his experience as a GP.
Palliative care doesn't answer all of their questions. There is always this thing lingering in the background. But what if my last week is a week where I'm in agony and you can't relieve me of my pain? And knowing I'm going to die, why can't I have the choice to say what I need to say to my family and to make peace with them and the world and have a peaceful death? And there's no answer to that question. There's just no answer to that question. That's because the law is now preventing us from being able to make those final few days peaceful.
Opinion polls show public support for voluntary euthanasia, but back in 2014, the Liberal chair of a parliamentary inquiry estimated a majority of federal MPs from both major parties would vote against it. PM contacted Liberal MP Kevin Andrews, who introduced the private members' bill that struck down the NT laws, but he wasn't available for an interview, nor were several other MPs who are opponents of voluntary euthanasia.
Peter Donald reporting.